Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the new edition of Indire, the first one after the summer break. Today with you is Ivan Poško, and we come to you today from Croatia with some fresh albums and releases from our scene. First up is something unconventional for our usual picks. We slide into the indie folk genre with a mix of Americana. The artist is Mate Picukarić, or Mali, a relatively new name on the Croatian scene, who earlier this year released his self-titled debut album. The album starts with an Americana song called Mr. Buster, which is instrumentally accompanied by an acoustic guitar played by Mate and a violin played by Eleanor Hill. The whole song is reminiscent of Nick Drake with its ambient, the way it's played, and its themes. So let's hear Mr. Buster and another song from the album called Someday, which recently got its music video released. Someday has a slight bossa nova feel to it, given to it by the use of electric guitar and the trumpet, but especially with the light drums played by Kruno Levačić, a big name on the Croatian jazz scene in the last 20 years. We're listening to Mr. Buster and Someday by Mali.
Tune, I know it goes so and so. Could you play it after? Listening to you felt like someone who I forgot I've been, who I haven't been so long. So will this pay your rent? Will it be enough? Will you feel like you would want to feel while pushing on this giant wheel with all of us? It'd be hard for me. I assume it's hard for you. To me it seems unfair, but then do you even care? You sure don't sing like you care. maybe I ask a lot. We will talk another day, another time. Cause now the sun is slicing rooftops, feathered crowd is going wild. So you keep singing, I'll be seeing. Someday maybe we could, just not friendly or chat a couple minutes. How the weather's going bad, it may take a bit adapting to these new quirks you have found. The honest smile you have on while I'm shaking on your hand. And someday maybe you'll stop being angry, and maybe by then I'll make my wounds mend. Cause I'm still too scared to admit I may have never left your grasp, that you're still not in my past, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'll rinse you down off of my chest. Someday maybe I could stop pretending that I was left unchanged, as if you never came around. It has turned out quite the effort, gluing pieces back behind, admitting to myself that I can hear, that I'm not blind. But I sometimes still fear to let someone near like that time when I made a bad friend. And I don't want to make one more, for whom I'll search behind my back to check if he's keeping track, yeah. But I'll rinse you down off of my chest. This will pass. If grass can grow through concrete, there's no reason why can I. Still, forgiveness is a hassle. It's hard not to hold a grudge, but I'm letting go, and it doesn't hurt as much. And someday maybe I could even see you gladly. Someday maybe. But maybe not. Someday maybe. But I'd rather not.
Next up is Dunje, a group of three female vocalists, two of which we already featured on the show, Dunja Knebel and Nina Romić. They are joined by Jelena Galović, another Croatian vocalist and multi-instrumentalist, and Silvio Bočić, who was in charge of the instrumental part of the album. Dunje released the album Bilo je sada, It Was Now, in October last year. Bilo je sada is a collection of traditional songs from the northern region of Croatia with themes relating to tragic fate of women, such as murder, infidelity and domestic violence. These themes are selected because they are at the same time archaic and contemporary. The artists wanted to emphasize that we as a society haven't transcended the problems relating to violence against women and that the sentiment of misogyny is well embedded in the fabric of modern society. The dark notes of these themes are eased by a few lighthearted songs with themes of erectile dysfunction and disappointments of wives of Croatian immigrants to America. We hope you'll enjoy the next three songs we chose from this album despite the language barrier. The first song we'll hear is called Tuge moje tuge, and it's best described as North Croatian blues before blues was a thing. Next up is a song called Pozdrav iz Amerike, a sarcastic song that speaks of high expectations Croatian women had when their husbands set off to America. They dreamed of receiving large amounts of money from their husbands, but in reality they only got a few letters with which they could, as the song says, wipe their own ass. The last song we'll hear is called Kad je mene moj dragi sprosio, a song with much darker theme of domestic abuse and murder. So let's hear these three songs.
Kaj bude još ošure nosile, хай буде й шоршуре носіле. Не буде й шоршуре носіле, нит буде й вшемо все ходіле, не го буду шейбо се ходіле. Америку іти, мораю се слоге заложити, мораю се слоге положити. Ово ім'є Америка дала, кай є пуна долара і злата, кай є пуна долара. Можі женам з Америки пишу, жене домай спісміріти брішу, жене домай спісміріти брішу, спісміріти брішу. Кад є мене, мой драгі спросіо, о, я номі учице моя, мой драгі спросіо. Скочим.
The third artist we showcase today is Pitch Pit and their fourth studio album titled 2018 to 2023, which they released in May this year. Pitch Pit is a Zagreb-based instrumental trio active since the mid-90s, known for their intricate, rhythmically complex compositions rooted in math rock, characterized by an egalitarian interplay of drums, bass and guitar. The band consists of Bruno Vorberger, Franjo Glušac and Mihael Bele, musicians also associated with projects like Cul de Sac, Tanker, Franz Kafka Ensemble, Šumski and Brujači. 2018 to 2023 is their first full-length album in over a decade, capturing 5 years of creative output. The album continues their legacy of dynamic instrumental storytelling and precise musical dialogue. Originally emerging from Zagreb's experimental underground, Pitch Pit released their debut Subconscious Cargo in 1999 on Earwing Records, and now return with a co-release on 4 independent labels. Their sound is best described in comparison with the likes of Robert Fripp, Khan, Fugazi, King Crimson, and many others. Unfortunately, they invest very little time in self-promotion, so this album almost went unnoticed on Croatian alternative scene, but their concert in Zagreb Klub Močvara introduced them to the younger audience. We do hope to see more of them in the future, especially since it has been more than 12 years between their releases, and a band like this should not be positioned on the very margins of the alternative scene. The album itself contains one 32-minute song divided in two parts. We'll hear the first part due to the time limitations we have, but we do urge you to listen to the album in its entirety to get the full experience. We'll be right back. Next up, we have a young band called Kaleido from Zagreb with their debut album Chiova Pas, Whose Dog Is This? Their sound is best described as a DIY combination of indie rock and Midwest emo with a unique blend of trumpets and the use of fuzz pedal. These young artists mostly come from Kset, a Zagreb-based student club that is so much more than a club. It's a place to learn new skills, gain knowledge of obscure techniques of sound recording, light management and mixing music, and much more. From their roots, this band was born, and after their first EP, Jelmirem Ovdje, they showed us how much they evolved in a few years. Their sound is more well-rounded, the instrumental parts seem more deliberate and on point. Vocal performances also don't lack, which makes this a fine specimen of the B albums. We will listen to two songs from this album, Jato and Oči.
Možda zima ih je pojela. Thank you.
And for the last part of our show, we decided to showcase a single that was released recently. The single is called Ogledalo and it is a collaboration of Živa Voda, a project born out of Mimika Orchestra's members, which is a bit more experimental than Mimika, and Darko Rundek, a monumental name on the Croatian and XU scene. Darko Rundek, formerly of Haustor, is a well-known Croatian artist who certainly marked the last 30 years of Croatian alternative music. So with this song, we would like to bid you farewell until our next show. Today with you was Ivan Poško, and I also did the selection of music, which I hope you enjoy. Until next time, a warm goodbye from Zagreb, and enjoy the last song we picked, Ogledalo.
ogledalo, ogledalo, oh, oh.
Ogledalo, ogledalo,
ogledalo, oh, oh, oh.
Ogledalo,
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 oh, oh, oh.
Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.